Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Tennessee is advancing the last leg of an immigration package crafted in coordination with the Trump administration. With just a few days left in this year's legislative session, WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports some of the measures could come with a big price tag.
The House passed a measure yesterday to require local law enforcement to partner with federal immigration agents. Nearly half of Tennessee's 95 counties have signed an agreement with ICE in the past year, since the legislature offered millions of dollars in incentives for local law enforcement that work with ICE.
Why is it that we've already offered economic incentives and half the counties in the state have declined them? It's because there's a very valid concern.
That's Democratic Representative Justin Jones of Nashville, who opposed the bill. The bill sponsor, Republican Representative Johnny Garrett, says that while the program will no longer be voluntary, sheriffs can choose how much they want to be involved.
Sheriffs of each county may choose to enter into four different available programs: Jail Enforcement Warrant Service Task Force or Tribal Task Force.
Between added personnel and training, the measure would cost taxpayers $1.4 million annually, according to state projections. The House also approved a measure to require drivers who don't speak English to retake the driver's test in English after 18 months of first being issued a license. The measure also restricts the time of day when non-English speakers can be on the roads. Both bills await approval in the Senate this week. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
A correction to a story that aired this time last week about Tennessee's Charlie Kirk Act. We incorrectly reported that the act created new ways for collegiate clubs to deny membership to students. That provision was removed before the act's passage. Metro is designating pickup and drop-off spots for rideshare services to ease congestion along Broadway and the Entertainment District. Starting in May, Fox 17 reports, apps will direct drivers and passengers to the zones. The new system is set to run Thursday to Sunday nights from 5 p.m. to 4 the next morning. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.